Okay, we're going to some Gadatas and Chagiga. Most of the Pirushim are going to be from the Ben Yoyada. He has always some interesting things to say. So I figured we'll go through that and with a little bit of other things on the side, but mainly. Okay, and obviously we're not going to go through all the things, just here and there, things which I found interesting, personally. Okay, we had the Maisa and Daf Gimel Lamed Aleph with the Hanu Trei Ilmi, right? These two mutes that came to the shir of they sat before Rebbe, and they were like shaking their heads and moving their lips, but couldn't speak, and then Rebbe in the end cured them. So he brings down here that these two Ilmi were a Gilgul of Eldad Umedad. What's the connection? So if you take the first the first letters of Eldad and Medad, Eldad is Aleph Lamed, and Medad Mem Yud. So what's Aleph Lamed Mem Yud spell? Ilmi. So these are these two Ilmi, were the Gilgul of Eldad Umedad, and they had the Nevuah, time of Moshe Rabbeinu, and their Nevuah was what they did wrong was that they verbalized, they said over the Nevuah, right? They said it verbally. They should have kept it to themselves. They're Megala, their Nevuah, the Dibur, he says. And as a result, Mida Keneged Mida, they had to come back as a Gilgul and become Ilmi, that they can't speak. As a Tikkun, the fact that they were the Megala, their Nevuah. And when was this was obviously the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, right? And their nevuah is right. Moshe is going to die, and Yeshua Machnis. So their nevuah was concerning Moshe Rabbeinu, and therefore that's the significance why they came back as a Gilgal at this time by a Rebbe, because there's a connection between Rebbe and Moshe Rabbeinu. It's not really necessarily Gilgal of Moshe Rabbeinu, but they call it Bechinas Moshe Rabbeinu. It says the Gemara in Gittin and Sanhedrin that Miyamos Moshe Rabbeinu Va'ad Rebbe Lo Matzinu Torah Gedula V'Mochamecha. So there's a connection between Rebbe and Moshe Rabbeinu somewhat. So therefore, they Dafka came back in the time of Moshe came with Rebbe as mutes for what they did in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, so, and what they were menabeh. Yeah, I don't know. Normally it's to say it over, right? I'm not sure. Right. Aleph Lamed Mem Yud. Okay. Next thing. Very interesting. The famous Gemara here we saw in Gimel Lamed Aleph also with the Maisa with Rabbi Yochanan and Brochen, Rabbi Elizabeth and Chisma. They went to Mekabel Rabbi Shuva and Pekin. Amar Lehem, Ma Chiddush Beis HaMidrash Hayom? What Chiddush did you have today? So he said, we're your Talmidim, you tell us. We want to hear your Torah. And he said, no, Amar Lehem, Afal Picha, and Iyav Shalom Beis Medrash, V'lo Chiddush, tell me. So he says, Shabbat Shalom Mi'ayta. So he says, Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah was darshaning. So he says, what did he say? He said about Parshas Chakel, and what did he darshan? He had to prod them on, So finally, on Gimel Lamed Aleph.
Also?
Yeah. So he said, so finally they said, Hakel Esa'am, Anashim, Anashim, Ve'ata. Im anashim ba'im li'omad, nashim ba'ad li'shmoad, the men come to learn, the women come to hear. So, but the taf, why do you need the, why are taf come lama ba'im? K'nei ten sachar li'mevi'im, to bring sachar for those that bring them. So then Amar Lehem, so Rabbi Shua said, margalit tova ha'isabi etchem, ibikashtem labdam imeni. He said, wow, you had such a beautiful thing, and now you took it away from me. You were going to take it away from me. Good thing I prodded you along, you tell me this. Okay, so a couple of things. So first of all, he asked, he says, what's pshat that the women came lishmoa? He says, imanashach. The men came to learn, fine. Now the women, why the men come to learn? Because they can learn, they can understand what's going on. He said, with the women, manashach. If they can understand also what's going on, so then the women also came to learn. Elamai, you'll say that they don't understand what's flying, so they can't come to learn. So then you can ask the same question, why do the women come? This will be asked, why the kids come, right? What do they need to come for? So why do the women need to come for? So Manasha, if they can understand, they also get a little book. If they can't understand, then they're like the kids. Why the world should ask, why do the women come? So he says, credible thing. I'm sorry? Yeah, okay, but the Seder, but they can still learn. It's not, you know, they can't learn another Shul, Eina Metuvil, so whatever, they can learn, you know. There's Manash. So he said, incredible thing, he says if, in the name of the Zohar says in Parsha Shlach Lecha, says, Sharao to Tzadik, he chalos begun Eden, that the Tzadik saw these rooms, whatever, these heichals in Gan Eden, she yoshvo sham hanashim dafka, the dafka women were sitting in these rooms, v'sham mishtadlos hanashim bipkudei oraisa v'tamayu. It was like a yeshiva, shalmala, of women. The women are sitting in there, like learning Torah in the rooms up there in Gan Eden. So he explains what pshat. He says because when a woman's down here in this world, and you know, you ask us like, what are they doing learning Torah? They're not, you know, have a mitzvah, you know, limud Torah, whatever. So what are they doing learning Torah up there? He said because when the women are down here, and they are listening to a drasha or men learning Torah, whatever, they're listening to it. He says even though they don't understand anything, nishmasan koletes otam divrei Torah. The neshamas are absorbed these Torah. They don't understand what's going on, but their neshamas are absorbing it. And then when they go to Gan Eden, their goof is gone, but their neshamas are there. And then their goof become, you know, they have a different form up there. And then az yitorer koach otak lita b'divrei Torah b'nafsham. And then that which was dormant in their neshamas, you know, in this world, then gets reawakened over there. All this Torah that they had heard. V'tasokna b'divrei Torah b'Gan Eden. And then they can be osik and divrei Torah in the next world because with their neshamas. Therefore, it comes out that they're listening in divrei Torah in this world, even though they didn't understand it, had a toelet, that it was niklat, you know, it absorbed in their neshamas, and now they can bring it out. Mi koach, he says, elafoal from, you know, being dormant to actively in the next world when they're going to learn Torah over there. The Zohar brings about this Oso Tzadik, that saw the women there learn, and then there's explanation about it, why. Okay, so he says, so he continues, so fine. So, but that's only, that applies to, you know, these women, but kids, he says, the children, they don't listen because they're busy with other things. They're too little to listen. You know, they're busy playing with their klafim or I don't know. Their mind is totally elsewhere. Okay, they're distracted by other things. So you're distracted by other things. You're not listening. You know, that's not going to be called niklat into your neshama at all. So the Mela says, now we understand the Gemara. The Gemara says, the men come, lilmud. They come and understand what they're learning and find the listening, understanding. The women come, lishmoa. Why lishmoa, not to learn, we ask. So because they might not understand what's going on, but they can at least listen, and that has a toelet, because then it goes into the neshamas. But the top lamamo, but they ask, but what about the top? The children are distracted by other things. They're not listening even. So then the question is, why are you bringing the kids? So the answer is, we'll explain what that means a little bit, but to bring schar to the ones that bring them. With that, he says, you can make another interesting diuk here. That is, he says, why was Rabbi Yeshua, you know, he says that especially there's another girsa even here, that our girsa that it says, Margulis achas haita b'yedchem, right, that you had a beautiful gem of a, you know, a vort over here and you kept it from me, right? But there's even a girsa, shahaita li b'yedchem, there's a girsa named Yaakov like that, that I had this beautiful gem by you, you know, it was hidden from me, and now you know, good thing you told me. So he says, why, what was this, it sounded like this was nogeya to him personally. Or even if you don't say, he says, Goris Lee, it's just still, it's like, wow, you had this thing, it's like he was so excited, like this really spoke to him, you know, this vort really spoke to him. He says, why, what was so significant to Rabbi Yeshua of this vort? So he says, very nice, why? Because it says in Pirkei Avot, when Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai was saying over the praises of his Talmidim, so what do you say of Rabbi Yeshua? Ashrei Yolalato, right? Happy is the one that gave birth to you. So he said that Rabbi Yeshua was always bothered, until he heard this drasha, he always bothered, you know, he said, you know, what, oh, 1 second. So the Bartanura says, what's Ashri Yolarito, that the famous thing that Rabbi Shua's mother, from when since the day he was born, she right away put his crib inside the Beis Medrash, so he'll constantly only hear Divrei Torah. So he said, Rabbi Shua was bothered. Why did my mother bother doing that for? Well, what a waste of time. What a tircha. She slept me every day in the Beis Medrash, and I was a little baby. I didn't understand anything. It was meaningless. So it would always bother him until he heard this drasha. And I said, Baruch Hashem, this is great. This word really spiked these to me. Why? Because it always bothered me. Why was my mother matriarch me to bring me as a baby in the Beis Medrash when I was born? The day after I was born, I didn't understand anything. But now it makes sense. Why? Because just like a woman, right, is collate the Divrei Torah she hears, so too, says a baby also, only a child, an infant, is not. Why? Because an infant is distracted by other things. Right? He's doing, like we said, playing coffee and whatever. So then his mind's not. But as long as you're not distracted by something else, so then your neshama is niklat the Divrei Torah, unless you're putting your mind in elsewhere. So just like a woman's neshama, right, absorbs the Divrei Torah, so too the child, if he's a baby, as long as he's not distracted. Once he gets older and he's an infant and playing around, that's not. So Mele, he said, it makes sense why my mother did this, so that my neshama would be calling Divrei Torah as a baby, as a mamasha baby, and then, so I'll have at least that Torah for the next world. That's what he says. So it's interesting because it comes out that the Lechura Kol Shekein, a man, in other words, some people say why should I go to this shir? I don't understand it anyways, it's above my head. So it comes out here that it's not the Toelis might not be here in this world, but there's a Toelis. If a woman is not Metzuva or anything, whatever, and she listens to the Divrei Torah and it just doesn't know it's flying, but it's later on in the next world is going to be, it'll come to life. So Lechura, a man, Kol Shekein, where he's Metzuva, whatever, and if he sits there and listens, even if he doesn't understand, it's not a waste of time. People think, listen to the shir, I want to go to the Tilpul shir, I don't understand the thing anyway. What good is it? It's meaningless. You see, it's not meaningless. It has its effect later on.
Where's the other
Gershon? In the Ein Yaakov.
Yeah.
Just li. He just says Margulis achat haisa li beyedchem. So it's even more personal. Like, well, just so it's interesting because I saw here that name of the Mari Mintz. He asks the opposite. He starts the opposite way, right? It says why does the Gemara ask why are the kids coming? It's funny. Well, she brings this Rabbi Yeshua. He says Rabbi Yeshua was the one that said concerning him Ashrei Yolanito, that his mother brought his crib to the Beis Medrash. So he asks that as a question and says, what is the Gemara asking in the top why are you bringing the top four? He says, we know why not? Rabbi Yeshua's mother brought him in, to hear. So you see, it's a Toelis, to hear Divrei Torah anyway. That's the other. So why is the Gemara ask the top lama bayim? It's understood lama bayim. No, he's already kilu after this for. Like he we know already. It's good. So there, kilu argamor should have known this. So then, why did he ask the lama bayim? So he says that therefore the question is different. The top lama bayim doesn't mean lama bayim. The question is that why is there a tzivui to bring the kids? That's what the Gemara is asking, meaning that. If the men come, and Meduyek says that the men come right to hear, the women come lishmor. So who comes? All the men and all the women, right? So who's left? The children. So the kids can't stay home by themselves. So of course they have to come. So lama bayim is not really why are they coming. The question is why do you have to mitzaveh the kids to come, right? They have to bring the kids. Why? It's obvious. They're going to come anyways because the parents are coming. So there, now we can understand the Gemara's answer. Why? We taint sachar limiviyehem to give schar to the parents, meaning that gedola hametsuva veyosa miena mitsuva veyosa. Right? So therefore, yeah, of course they're going to come anyway, but Hashem did us a tova and says, you know what, I know you're going to bring the kids anyway, but then if you're going to bring your kids, you know, that's not going to get a mitzvah out of it. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to make a mitzvah, I'm going to make it a command. You have to bring the anashim, anashim, v'atav. You have to bring the kids. Oh, so now they made something I would have, Hashem made something I would have done, would have done anyway, so I can't leave the kids at home, made it into a mitzvah, so he gave me schar for it, because maybe now mitzvah v'yosef. That's the, it's very nice, that's the Gemara's answer. We take schar l'viyim to give them schar, something he would have done anyway. And he brings here a Pardes Yosef that says that explains something else. There's a Yalkut Shimoni that says that concerning this drasha, that again Rabbi Yeshua heard this, you know, this drasha about you know, Anashim Anashim Atav, and then he says that Yalkut Shimoni says when he heard this he made the following comment: Ashrecha Avram Avinu Shiatsa Rabbi Lazar Ben Azari Michalatzecha. Now, Rabbi Lazar Ben Azariah, he's the one that said this drasha. Rabbi Yeshua, you know, heard it from the Talmidim, they heard it from Rabbi Lazar Ben Azariah. Okay? So when Rabbi Yeshua heard this, besides saying, you know, you held back this thing from me, whatever, but he also commented, the Midrash says, and said said that, wow, happy are you, Avram Avinu, that Rabbi Lazar Ben Azariah came from you. So the Pardes Yosef asked, what's the connection between Avram Avinu and Rabbi Lazar Ben Azariah? So according to what we're saying now, it's very good. Why? Because Avram Avinu, everybody asks the age-old question, right? If Avram Avinu kept all the Tariq mitzvahs, so how come he didn't give himself a bris milah, right, before he was commanded? He should have a bris milah, one of the Tariq mitzvahs. Kept all Tariq mitzvahs, so why didn't he give a bris milah until he was an old man and Hashem commanded him? He should have done it right away, right? It's one of the mitzvahs. Famous question, a lot of answers. So according to this, what's one answer they give is, because Avraham Avinu wanted to do Bris Milah as a mitzvah v'yosef, because gedola mitzvah v'yosef, any mitzvah, other mitzvahs, so big deal. So he puts on tefillin as an eni mitzvah, and then when he would become commanded, he could do it as a mitzvah, whatever. But Bris Milah, you can't do it again. It's only once. So therefore, one of those mitzvahs is once in a lifetime. So therefore, he said, look, I could do it now, but then when Hashem commands me to do Bris Milah, I won't be able to do it again, so I won't be able to be a mitzvah v'yosef. So wait till he commands me, and then I can be a do a mitzvah v'yosef. Meila, that's the connection, right? Where do we see this from? See this thing from this Rabbi Zalman Azariah. Same thing. We said, why did Hashem, okay, what's the word of, why did Hashem command the taf? It's like, ten sechar m'v'yem, so that the people, the parents could be mitzvah v'yosef. Right, so they can do the. They're anyways going to bring him, but it's a mitzvah v'yosa. So then that's why he made the comment, Ashrecha Avraham Avinu Shiatsav Rebazar Mazar Avichal Atzecha, because he explains what you did. He explains why you didn't have a brief meal right away, because so you can be a mitzvah v'yosa. That's Rebbe Lezer Ben Azariah. He's explaining what you did.
What's so clear that a woman can't understand? I mean, they come to Shirin.
Depends on the Shir. That's something else. Yeah. Right, you're right, like tilpul or whatever it is. Like, some things they might understand. But the Gemara says the Lashon, it says that men come to learn, women lishmoa. You know, the Gemara said it, and that's what he's saying. You know, why didn't they come to learn? Obviously, they can't understand. They can't understand why they're coming. So now we can understand. He says on that also, the Ben Yadon, the Kedeli Tain Sechalim Viyayim, so he says, Nirali Dera Chalatza. So jokingly, he says another idea over why do you bring your kids, and some people appreciate this for it. He says because when everybody's coming, you know, everybody's coming. It's a cocktail, right? It's not a few people; it's everybody. So he says, Mistama, it's quite crowded. You know, when everybody's there, it's very crowded. So he says, so what happens when you're, you know, when a lot of people there to learn? Crowded conditions. So what happens with the kids? So you put your kids on your lap, right? So he said, you know, you have to give the seats to the adults. So, you know, you put your kids on your lap. Now, anybody who ever sat on an airplane, you know, for 10 hours with a kid on your lap, like, it's very uncomfortable, okay? So Mele, they're sitting here learning with the kids on your lap, you know, it's a tremendous pain. So, but, as we know, Lefum Tzara Agra, right? Or as Gemara says, Agra de Kala Duchka. Words and brachas, right? The sachar, the reward of the avkal of going learning is the duchka, is dochak makom. So mele, it's that's litain sachar leviyim. Why do the kids come? to give tzchar to the parents, because the parents are going to come, there's going to be no room for the kids, they're going to put them on the laps, and they're going to be learning Torah with kids on the laps, and that's very uncomfortable. So that's litain tzchar, but they're going to get more tzchar that way, because we said, lefum tzara agra. And therefore, okay, this is one more little thing here. On Gimel Amud Beis, it says there, talks about there, Patach V'darash Divrei Chachamim K'Darbonos. The Divrei Torah like a darban. Darban is like a nail. It says, it must, they bring the pasuk over there, like Masmoros, like Darbonos, like, it's like a nail that they use to prod the animal. So one of the things says in the Gemara over there, Gimel Beis, is Imai Darban Zem Metaltel Af Divrei Torah Metaltelin. K'mashmalan not. The Gemara says that you might think that just like a darban is something movable, moves around, it's not a set thing. So too, maybe Divrei Torah is like it. We said no, it's like a masmer. Therefore, it's not. It's kavua. It's not movable. Okay, so he says, brings from his son, Rav Yaakov, he brings quite a few things here and there from his son, Rav Yaakov, and he says, what's the Hava mean in the Maskana? That you might think it's metalta. He says that we see by the Goyish philosophies and things, they're metalta. What does that mean? Because every generation has new theories. You know, he's had Aristo, whatever, that is a series of things, and we always see like, it's a series of evolution, you know, this is it, this is the way it is, and then all of a sudden the next generation comes and disproves that's nothing, this is a pshad, and then the next generation of that, no, that. Every generation has new ideas, the other old ideas are out the window, they discover new things, no, this is it, whatever, and so the philosophies of other, you know, nations, the secular is metaltel. It goes from one to the other, like it bounces around into. So, I might think the same thing with the Torah, that, you know, this generation is like, nah, that's not right, and the new generation has a different idea of the Torah, no, that's wrong. And it says, no, the Torah is not like that. You might think it's metaltel, says, no, it's like a nail that is solid, and it doesn't change from generation to generation. It's kavua. It's not like these other theories of things.